This is Podcast Stacks. I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. With me this time is Starhawk, and we are reviewing Kick-Ass issues 3 and 4.
It's issue 3. Comical just quit on me.
Really? All right. I'll just say what's going on until your program works. Basically, that dude with the cell phone uploaded the video to the internet, so now the whole country is watching this video of Kick-Ass fighting these dudes, and he's the latest internet sensation, and he's pretty pleased with himself, and of course, that's the exact point. You know shit's going to start going wrong, and sure enough, he has come to the attention of this mob guy that we're seeing for the first time, but anybody who has seen the movie knows that this is pretty much the bad guy of the story. And interestingly, in the comic, he's got this big bumpy nose that, of course, he did not have in the movie because, you know, it was just some actor off the street. Oh, have you gotten the comic to start working yet?
No. I was...
Oh, okay.
Go on. Move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I was going to say eventually I'll say something.
I'm going to think you and, you know, I approve this podcast.
Okay. Anyway, the little girl is, you can tell I'm old, the little girl is starting to pay attention, that he has a crush on, is starting to pay positive attention to him instead of telling him to go fuck himself, and he's all confused, and his friend has to explain to him because they found him naked in the street in Greenwich Village, of all places, too. Everybody in the school, including obviously all the girls, now think that he is gay. The kid is really upset about this. One would almost think that it is not a good thing for your high school classmates to think that you're gay. Especially all the girls who, of course, will now never expect to fuck you, really, because, again, they think you're gay. So, yeah, he's all upset.
Okay. First off.
Go ahead. Oh, right. Not that there's anything wrong with that, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Now that they feel safe.
Oh, wait. I gotta mention. Did you know that Timmy Thum has a gay co-host named Kingsley?
No.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that. Okay, go on.
And now that they think you're gay, now they're feeling safe. All you have to do is slip little Mickey into their drink, and you get to fuck them as many times as you can before they wake up.
That is a good plan.
It's what they want.
Okay. Dude, now you sound like you're talking through like a tin can. I gotta. You're sure there's no reason you could be sounding like that?
Mostly.
Okay, now you sound better. Okay. Yeah, you have to stop trying to talk through, like, what's left of your victim. I think you keep trying to talk through her skull that you've, like, carved open now. And, yeah, stop that.
Okay, I will.
Okay, yes, you sound much better now. So, yeah, now he's hanging out with the girl because the girl thinks he's safe because she thinks he's gay. And for some reason, he is not using Starhawk's plan to knock her out and fuck her while she's unconscious, which I have to admit is a good plan. But for some reason, the kid's not doing that. And
He's not bright.
He's not bright. Exactly. Okay. What's going on here? Oh, yes, that scene that I liked from the movie. Here's the original. He goes to try to jump from one roof to another and suddenly realizes that would be a really, really stupid thing to attempt to do. See, you got to get the comic open because you're missing this page. Kick-Ass now, you know, in the costume. Everybody recognizes the costume because a dude yells out the window, "Kick-Ass!" And he's like, "Hey, dude," because he's walking down the street in his Kick-Ass costume. And I love this panel here. There's a car going by with two hot chicks, and one of them leans out the window and lifts up her shirt so her tits are hanging out, and she's yelling, "We love you, you crazy motherfucker!" So there are good perks, apparently, to being a superhero. And, oh, here you go. You remember the scene in the movie, because they've come to it here now.
Oh, man. She's all up on his arm, all half naked and shit.
Oh, wait, now you got something open. You have issue 3 open now?
Yeah, it's been open for a while. I just haven't...
Why did you claim... Okay. No, go ahead. I'm okay.
Look. You said tits, and you got my attention back.
Interesting. That's all I have to do to get your attention.
Oh, don't do that.
Tits, well, I'm going to start every sentence with tits now. Tits because... No, go ahead.
My stuff is fucking legendary. All right, moving along, though.
It's the scene where he's in the crack house. Because unlike the movie, now this is the first semi-major deviation from the movie. I'm acting as if the movie came first, but you know what I mean. The girl we've been talking about that he's been hanging out with in the comic is not the chick who has him threaten this guy. In the comic, for some reason, some chick who's been texting Kick-Ass on his own fan website basically says, this guy's been harassing me. Can you go, well, kick his ass? And he's like, ooh, this girl could be hot. You know what? I will kick this guy's ass. And Starhawk, I just want to point out again, because I know you'll want to point out how stupid he's being. He has no idea what the girl looks like. But he's gone to threaten her ex-boyfriend.
Well, there you have it.
Okay. Yeah, and I gotta admit, it's not every comic book we do see the inside of a crack. This guy's actually doing crack right on panel. Look at this. This is awesome. Actually, see, now I'm being distracted by the skank here with the giant titties.
Yeah, they didn't have her tits big enough in the film.
You can't get tits that big in real life. Do they make implants that big?
Yes, they do. And I tend to collect... actually, I only prefer F titties as naturals. So if you've got natural Fs, please send photos to Podcast X.
Okay, you broke off there. You prefer F titties as what?
Natural. So if you've got natural F-size tits, please send photos to Podcast X. Include your face.
I would like to add that... Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, even if you're ugly, include your face with the tits, you'll be a...
Oh, yeah, because this girl is ugly. But, yeah, if you're actually good-looking and you even have, oh, I don't know, C-tits, and you happen to be from, say, Australia. Yes, send photos. Thank you. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah, he's, like, trying to threaten the dude, and... He's such a pussy.
Yeah, well, this is true. I mean, the dialogue pretty much stays true.
Surprisingly, I'm surprised by not only how much of the story they kept in the movie, but like how much of the actual dialogue they kept in the movie. Because we hardly ever see that, let's be for real. Anyway, Kick-Ass just sprays the dude he was coming to threaten. He just sprays him in the face with pepper spray. I've never seen a superhero pepper spray someone, but okay. Anyway, because there's like at least a half dozen guys here. They start kicking his ass because, well, of course they would. And this dude's about to cut him with a broken bottle when suddenly, oh, he's just gotten, well, stabbed and killed by a 10-year-old girl with a sword. I must mention a very sexy 10-year-old girl.
I'm sorry, what the hell are you talking about?
The page where Hit Girl has showed up finally in this book, and she...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reviewing dialogue. You walk in here like John fucking Wayne telling me what to do? Well, fuck you, prick. I can call, talk to, or fuck that bitch anytime I like. Now, what you gonna say to...
Leave the girl alone, or I break your fucking legs. And I gotta admit, Kick-Ass does have balls.
Well, he's got something. What he's got is a big-ass magnum of crystal bashed across his head and back by the girl whose nipple almost slipped out of her dress.
Dude. Yeah, I was actually disappointed by that too, because I'm like, well, you can't even see her face really in that panel. So yeah, they could have showed us her titties, but okay.
Mm.
But anyway.
But she was definitely monkey ugly.
Monkey ugly. I never heard that phrase. That's a good one. Monkey ugly. Gotta use that. Yeah, Hit Girl. A sexy girl, as opposed to the other broad there. Yeah, has...
Oh, and by the way, in the movie, just for those who haven't seen it, they didn't mace him. He tasered him in the forehead, which was fucking funny.
It was funnier. Yeah.
Yeah, because you see mace goes, psst, ah! But tasers go, bzzz. That shit was hilarious.
Right. Pepper spray would have been almost as funny, but it was good.
You know what? Reminds me that I meant to write a song about it. Like to hear it? Okay, here it go. There once was a young man named Kick-Ass who had a taser in his pants. For lack of a young bitch to stick the taser to, he decided to shoot it at you. Kick-Ass the taser.
Okay, you lied to me. You told me that we had to record this at 3:30 because you were busy with like work stuff. But you spent all that time just writing these songs.
Kick-Ass a taser and you. All right. So Eddie gets his mic out. Oh, by a little girl in a Count Chocula's outfit.
I gotta admit, she does look adorable.
One black guy stabbed through the back and through the chest with...
Wait. This is a racially mixed crowd of crackheads here. Focusing just on the black guys.
What? No, they had the white girl in there.
No, one of the guys is Spanish or white. I think this one guy is white. The guy actually smoking crack was white.
Look, the whole crew of them is so gay, they probably didn't even fuck the girl. It's just wrong. You know, if I walk in on a den of iniquity, oh, that's right, she's just his girl and he's playing video games. Okay.
No, actually, I had this thought. The Hit Girl is really blasé about getting other people's blood on her. Half these guys probably do have AIDS or something. I'm just saying, she's really reckless.
Well, you know, well, yeah, it's true that, but also, she is living the immortal life of youth.
And also, well, never mind. Now I'm distracted by Hit Girl looking all sexy.
All right.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
If you get sexy out of this artwork, then you just go get your sexy on.
A 10-year-old girl is always sexy. Ooh,
she totally cut his head off.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much how the comic ends. Mm-hmm. That's how the comic ends. She cuts a dude's head off, and she's like, okay, you cunts, let's see what you can do. And you tell me a 10-year-old girl saying that after she cut some guy's head off is not sexy. What? She's a homicidal, insane little girl with blood all over her, and she curses like a sailor. What is not sexy about that?
I got nothing. Okay, you cunt, let's see what you can do. She just cut the guy's head, not off, as in implying the neck. She cut the guy's head in half, as like a melon sliced through the fucking center, vertically.
Now, she's strong, because it would be harder to cut across the skull like that than it would be just to cut across the neck, cut his head off that way.
Depends on how sharp your blade is, and I'm sure she spent top dollar on some very high-quality samurai originals. And yeah, you'd be surprised how quickly you can dismember the human body with just a few pounds of pressure. And she can obviously generate the pressure, and, you know, with that blade, phew.
Well, got time for issue 4?
Well, we're halfway through the series. Let's check the... this one was done by Minuteman. And nothing special to report.
Okay. I'm catching you. This isn't easily, because this will be easy to edit out. You're sounding muffled again.
How about now?
So I'm sorry. Yes, better. Whatever you're doing, does fix it.
Maybe I should speak in the direction of the microphone.
That would probably help.
Oh, look at you. You always want something. All right? There.
You know you're going to want this to sound.
That was three. Moving on to issue four.
Yes, issue four.
Look, our first picture of Big Daddy.
Yeah, notice that in the comic, and this is he's got a pretty cool costume, but notice he's got a mask that covers his whole face, whereas a big actor, like, say, Nicolas Cage, why, if he were to play Big Daddy, if, say, I don't know, they made a movie out of this, he would probably want a mask that would at least show half of his face.
Okay, first off, let me defend Nick. I love it when this shit crashes and I have to reopen it. He did put on those
why does your comic program keep crashing?
I have no idea. Shareware, you know, comical for the Mac. Anybody?
Okay.
All right, so check it. He disguised himself. So he made the bottom of his face, the part that was showing from the cowl, almost unrecognizable as Nicolas Cage. By the way,
whatever you're doing right this second, you sound really good.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm doing whatever you're doing.
I'm down. They disguised his face. He wasn't really showing off his chin and mouth or anything like that. He put this actor's type makeup down on his face that made him look old and gave him this really weird, scruffy Hulk Hogan-esque long-running mustache stuff.
I did like that to be Big Daddy. He would tape his mustache down. I thought that was a good touch.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it wasn't as if he was trying to show his face. I think looking at this picture of Big Daddy on the cover versus Big Daddy in the comic, and this fucking thing just crashed again.
Well, you know what you're going to say.
I would have to say that they were just going for that Batman look, because let's face it, if you're going to dress up like a superhero and you don't have powers, you've got to go Batman. And
well,
so
you know what was great in the movie is that instead of. Well, say what, you know, Batman does in his own movies, which is to talk like this. He affected the Adam West Batman voice, you know, as in, I am a superhero.
Right. I mean, you know, disguise your voice through pattern alteration as opposed to, you know, crazy shit. Because, let's face it, you just sound like Bruce Wayne talking like this instead.
You know, he did, you know, I don't see why he does that. The Bruce Wayne voice is fine. Good.
Enough at the box like a good actor like Nicolas did and just present you with something different as opposed to something crazy or stupid, actually, because God knows it must be hard to talk like that. I couldn't even take myself serious if I had to talk to you like this and everything I said was all pretend to be, you know, crazy, pissed off type of shit.
Hey, since everybody's probably lost patience with this podcast, let's do the whole rest of the podcast talking like that. I'm kidding. I would lose my voice.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
Well, then again, dressing up as a bat and fighting crime is crazy.
Well, fighting crime is crazy.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Said she was good as gold. and he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. The whole day down. Kept so clean and it types to a waging world. A mother feels so shocked, father's world is rocked, and their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16 ain't that peachy keen. Now it ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need?
Tell me why.
I don't like money. Don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. The whole day down, down, down. Shoot it all down. Stopped in the playground now. She wants to play with the toys a while. And school's out early, and soon we'll be learning. And the lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles, and the captain tackles with the problems in the house and wife. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die? And the silicon chip inside her head gets switched to overload. Oh, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. Why reason do you need to be sure?
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. Ooh. The hall. Stay down.
Now, committing crimes, on the other
hand. Actually, you know what? It's just like rival rapists, you know? It's like,
rival rapists, copyright Trenchcoat Mafia. Yeah, I that's a movie, man. Rival rapists.
Good
Do you
cop,
realize bad. What a good idea that would be for a movie?
Good cop, bad cop. They've been playing that plot the whole time. It's like, how do we subjugate society to let us have sex with them without being reported? And you can terrorize them or you can law enforce them. But no matter how you slice it, it's just going to come down to bend that bitch over the back of the car and, you know, take the good dick. Just saying.
I'm sorry. I'm still on rival rapists. It's like, God damn it. They raped every nun in this convent. What are we going to do to top that?
Rape the priests.
Whoa. Okay. See that. That has to be the last line of the movie, because I don't want to see that.
I want to see all that joy and happiness on Father Don't Rape Me's face.
Although it would be funny, like the last shot of the movie is like the priest looking terrified, knowing what's coming.
Yeah.
But she...
Or mortified that he could actually receive his heaven on earth, one or the other.
Moving right along.
Yeah, you'd be thinking, wait, I'm a priest. I fuck little boys. I don't get fucked. This scene with Hit Girl just killing everybody is so fucking sexy, even in the next issue. Ugh. They gotta make a comic just about Hit Girl. But, yeah, basically she continues killing people. She chops this one dude's arms off. I love that the skank tries to get away. And,
Hey, hold on. You are so not reviewing this comic well. Previously.
Yeah, if I knew this was the beginning of, like, an episode, I would have done previously.
Well, anyway, somebody put him on YouTube. He started, and people started to notice. Now he realizes he's not alone. Opening graphic. A samurai sword going in the chin and out the top of the skull and through the backwards baseball cap. Because, you know, that's just wrong. Probably got to hurt, too.
Well, but we addressed all that. They know.
Ew. Plus,
anybody listening to it probably has seen the movie or read the comic or both. I wanted to praise Hit Girl's dialogue as the skank is trying to get away. Where the hell are
she
you?
She was like John Rambo meets Polly Pocket.
Ah, you're like
Dakota Fanning crossed with Death Wish 4.
Oh, wait a minute. As I page back to the
handled those knives like a fucking surgeon.
I'll wait till you get up to the page.
I still can't believe she was only 10.
Oh, the captions were okay. I like the part where she's all like, where the hell are you going, asshole? Off the phone, your lawyer? Hoping someone cares about your underprivileged childhood?
Yeah, see, I gotta say, in the film, they really, really reenacted this well, including chopping this guy's legs off at the knees.
Okay, wait, you know what? You review the comic and I'll wait till you're on my page.
And even in the comic, I mean, the visceral thrill of it translates quite well. I mean, they are, for some reason, very afraid of this teeny little girl with these really, really long knives.
I like the banana splits theme that they played when, during this scene.
Yeah.
It was so cute. It was cute carnage.
Yeah. However, there's no banana splits playing here, and all we know is people are losing limbs. And
but they look like they're...
I think that, you know, all of the other artwork done here was just him wasting time until he could get to this sequence, because this is very well rendered. And for
you do believe that these are people losing their limbs.
But at the top of page 7-ish, just as he's about to stab the groveling red-clad white girl.
Yeah, since Starhawk wouldn't let me have fun reading the dialogue, yeah, she kills the girl there.
No, go ahead and read the dialogue.
No, it's too
in that particular scene, she actually looks sexy.
Strangely, yes, as she is crying torrents of tears, her makeup is running, she's scared for her life.
No, not the girl, the murdering, psychopathic
vigilante. Jesus Christ! No, look at her. Look at her on the next to last panel we see her in.
Which one?
She is no longer magically, she is no longer a skank.
Okay.
On that page. Where, yeah, see? That's what I was doing right now.
Oh, there you go.
But and Hit Girl, before she does what she's going to do, is just like, well, bad news, you sorry sack of shit. And then the next thing we see is her tear-stained face and the shadow of Hit Girl on her approaching with her swords. And the last panel is the swords popping out the other side of the door, all bloody. Yeah.
I cannot imagine how Trenchcoat is missing this. Hit Girl's sitting there. She's saying, where the hell are you going, asshole? Off to phone your lawyer? Hoping so.
I'm saying
in that panel, Hit Girl actually looks sexy.
Well, she always looks sexy.
Oh, see, that's why you missed it. Okay.
But actually, no, I have to admit, Romita, the way he draws her eyes, especially in that very panel before she goes to kill the girl, the 10-year-old girl, yeah, he can't even deny he was trying to make her look sexy there. Yeah. See, now I can't get off that panel. So basically, what you're saying is 10-year-old girls want it really bad, and we should give it to them.
If what they want is to murder you and have you allow them to chop your limbs off one at a time with really, really, really sharp knives to get over their I missed my daddy for the first 5 years of my life hang-ups,
oh boy.
You go ahead and get it to them. I've got better things to do.
Let me make this clear to avoid what's been happening. On the next page, as Hit Girl removes her swords from the corpse of the woman she just killed, notice that all of a sudden, because it's a full body shot, she's a little girl again.
Yep.
Okay. And Kick-Ass threatens to pepper spray her. She laughs at him. She's like, "Would you relax? Us superheroes got to stick together." And he's all confused because he really is an idiot. She is getting away via the fire escape. He follows her, at least up until the point where she does what he could not and jumps from one roof to another, even though she's got to be like maybe 4 feet tall. But okay. Oh, look, it's Big Daddy. Just saying.
Yeah, she makes the leap. She lands, she rolls, she's up, and high five, Hit Girl.
He high fives her. I was struck by how he is drawn massive here. He is the equivalent to like two Nicolas Cages.
Yeah.
In the comic. But then again, that's a lot more believable that a guy who would do all this stuff that Big Daddy and Hit Girl do would be like that. I also like the comic better than the movie in that he does not stalk Kick-Ass home. He just tells Kick-Ass, fuck off. So there you go. Kick-Ass is
fine. No, in the film.
Oh, go ahead.
I mean, the exit in the comic is pretty good. Okay, and first let me just point out, he's running away with Hit Girl. He gives her a wink. They take their exit to leap off the roof, etc. She is just fucking chin to boot and bloody. That's just wrong. Okay? You just don't give an encouraging wink to a little kid that is covered in blood.
Wait. What page are you on? Because now I got to see what you're talking about.
Top of 12.
Oh, also, you're muffled and breaking up again. Top of 12. Oh, yeah, he did. Big Daddy does give Hit Girl a fatherly, approving little wink, seeing that she's killed all these dudes, and she's all bloody, basically saying, "You're a good girl. Good work." He doesn't say that. He doesn't have to. He's proud of her, and I think it's a beautiful scene. What's your problem?
I don't have a problem. I'm just saying... In the film, well, it's wrong, but in the film when they take their exit.
The whole movie, the whole comic is wrong.
It was a highlight of the film to watch them, like, go to different ends of the balcony thing or whatever, and then jump off in synchronicity. It was pretty fucking cool. So if you haven't seen it, get your asses on out there and do so. Otherwise, yes, we're not going to be able to bring shit like this back. And this is, first off, is it the same guy who did Sin City? Or is that Barney Miller?
Are you thinking of the director, Robert Rodriguez?
No, I'm talking about
it wasn't him.
The writer.
No, Frank Miller did Sin City. This is Mark Miller.
Okay, well, the point is,
different
Miller. The film adaptation of the source material is awesome. There was no love lost in the translation, and in fact, some things were improved upon, and on the other hand, some things are better in the comic, but panel for panel, dialogue for dialogue, they just did a magnificent job. So if you, in fact, are not going to see this in the theaters, you are doing the entire industry a disservice, because if you want to see quality translated and transferred again without having it turned into the piece of bullshit crap that was X-Men 2 and 3.
Whoa, I like 2.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. X-Men 1 and 3 and Superman Returns. Oof. Then you really need to get on board. Okay, that being said, blah, 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 superheroes are all...
Let me interject. Yeah, anybody who... Well, this won't still be in the movies. Go. Everybody go rent this DVD, because, yeah. The only reason this is not a 10 out of 10 is because... The movie, I mean. Because the movie is a definite 9 out of 10. Is that the only 10 movie I can even think of is...
Don't tell me.
Well, go ahead.
John Ketchum's The Girl Next Door.
You are exactly correct.
You're fucking sick.
dude.
What's your problem with that movie?
I got no problem.
Uh-huh.
So,
because you don't want this to turn into a review of that. That's why. But anyway, yeah, he is all humbled now. And he's thinking to himself, quote, I was just a prick in a Halloween costume. Which, compared to Big Daddy and Hit Girl, yeah, that's pretty accurate. And I'm paging through the comic waiting for something to happen. Oh, this is just sad. He's got his father taking out personal ads. He's trying to hook his father up with a chick. And it's like, you know what? Whatever. You know, what's funny is he doesn't have a chick and he cares so much about his dad getting laid, but okay. He calls the bitch, well, bitch in quotes, I would say, who had him go after that guy and tries. Hello?
Yeah, gotcha. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, I just want to make the point. The person who had him go after the guy he was supposed to intimidate in the first place turns out to be, from what I can tell, that's a transvestite. Just saying.
Where is this person?
One page, whatever page this is. You know, by the way, comic companies, please number your pages.
Get a comic book reader that has page numbers. The fuck? Page, are you talking?
Use the slider. It's page 15.
All right. And you're saying, oh, that one there with the nose ring?
That's a dude. Which means that, yes, that guy actually probably did have AIDS. But anyway, moving on. Apparently, Kick-Ass has inspired imitators. Not that he's inspired people to go fight crime, but he has inspired freaks to dress up like superheroes.
I am so beyond that. Apparently, he's no longer. Okay, so because of all this, he's no longer a fag trying to get the girls' panties. He's a metrosexual. He's wearing shirts that say, show me your tits. And
What page are you on?
17.
Ultimate, hold on, because as usual,
ultimately, she will show her tits because girls are easily hypnotized.
She does not have a shirt. Well, so hold it. You were saying what about tits? What? You're lying. He is still pretending to be gay.
No, it says right there, I'm not being a fag. I'm being metrosexual.
Okay, are you on the... I'm sure this is thrilling to the listeners. Are you on the page? Because I'm on page 17, and it says...
18, top 18.
There's a difference between the number 17 and the number 18, you know.
That's why I've been saying 18 this whole time.
You said 7? Well, you'll hear it back. But anyway, you skipped over a funny bit here, then.
Oh, that's because we don't have time. It's 5:25, and I'm off of here at 5:30, and we got 4 issues to go. That's going to be a record even for us.
Well, there's no way. Okay, well, this has been your review of the first half of Kick-Ass. But anyway, yeah, I just want to quickly... mention that there is a good gag on this one page at 17 that, the girl's like, since you're gay, do you get hard looking in the mirror at your own hard one? And he says, yeah, sure. That happens all the time, I think. And then, yeah, we were back in the comic store and blah, blah, blah. We have a cameo from a guy who's going to play a big part in the second half of this series that we're not going to review, so it doesn't matter. Then we cut back to the villains. It turns out that the kid is the main bad guy's son, which, again, is not going to matter for our purposes, actually. And I do like the final scene in this book that they did so well in the movie, too, where Big Daddy and Hit Girl have this guy in a car trapped upside down in a, like, what are these things called?
Car compressor. It's a compactor.
Okay, a compactor. Basically, they were torturing him for information that now they have. And Hit Girl is smiling at her father because she's got the controller to this machine that she is now using to totally crush the dude in his car. It's fucking beautiful. And she just laughs at him and says, what a fucking douche, because he was begging for his life, and it was pretty funny. So, I give, what issues did we just review?
One through four.
One through four. I give damn, I hate to give them the same as the movie, but it's pretty accurate. I give them a 9. Or maybe an 8, because they weren't quite as good as the movie, but they were pretty damn good.
I'm not buying the part where the gangster's son is all goth. Okay? You're not going to be a gangster if you're walking around with a fucking dog collar on your neck.
Well, maybe that's what... And by the way, I did notice that the gangster's son was wearing a really gay studded dog collar. And I do have to agree, that's not something you would think his old man would let him wear. But then again, he lets the kid read comic books. Now, which is more embarrassing?
You know what? You've got to be literate to run the family. What a fucking douche. Yeah, okay. Obviously, my software crashed, and I had to pull it back up.
Oh, that's okay. I went through the last part of it so fast.
I think this would have been better if after she said, "What a fucking douche," he said, now, hit girl, watch your mouth. Or watch your life.
Well, clearly he doesn't mind her cursing. I think it would have been better if she went, "What a douche."
Nah.
No, this is my scenario. She went, "What a douche." And then she turned to Big Daddy, and she was like, "Wanna fuck me now?"
You know what? I can't top that.
All right, that wraps it up for issues 3 and 4. Come back next time. We just keep on going. We'll be reviewing issues 5 and 6. Yeah, and for those of you who were, thinking to yourselves, but Starhawk just said you guys were done, Starhawk says a lot of things.